This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Expect the economy to be a key pillar of President Biden's State of the Union speech. It's going to be a tough crowd, in a sense, not just the GOP, but Americans in general are pessimistic about the economy, despite extraordinarily low unemployment and inflation that at least is off its peak. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The message tonight is likely to be some version of, yes, there's still work to do, but the economy is doing well. Really? The White House previewed some themes of the speech in Monday's press briefing.
If you look at the progress that we have made with inflation coming down, gas prices coming down, real wages as a result going up.
Brian Deese is director of the White House's National Economic Council.
And the labor market opportunities that come from a historically strong job market. Those are all reasons why we should continue down the path of the progress that we have made.
But the White House has been struggling to get that message across.
Yeah, it's hard to convince people when they don't believe that.
Neil Bradley is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
If you look at the surveys, whether you're talking about consumers, small businesses, mid-sized businesses, even large businesses, you do have this moment where people's perception of the overall economy is quite negative. Yet their view of their own business operations or their personal finances tend to be much stronger.
He calls it secondhand pessimism, and it's pretty pervasive. Some of it has to do with partisanship. The opposing party is usually more down on the broader economy when someone they don't like is in the White House. But people are feeling some real economic challenges. Megan Brennan is a senior editor at Gallup, whose polling found Americans are feeling pretty negative about the next 6 months on inflation, unemployment, interest rates, economic growth, and stock market values. And, of course, the gridlock in Washington.
We had 1 in 5 Americans saying that the government is the most important problem facing this country. The next measure was inflation. So I think those two points, you know, the economy and where we're at and where we're headed is clearly a big concern to Americans.
Inflation is real after all, and so is people's worry or fear about the future. And that fear is what Biden really has to address in the State of the Union. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.